become like one of the Sodomites. He was in a wicked place. He was seeing, he was hearing about the wicked deeds of those people. Every day he was vexing his soul. Why they are living like that? In other words, though he was in the world, he was not conformed to the world. Great man. The only thing what we see, because even in the Bible, there is no great sin is not said against Lot. Oh, Lot is a murderer. Nowhere it is there. Lot is an idolater. Nowhere it is there. The only thing that can be seen, Lot lingered. You and I, after accepting Lord Jesus Christ, many times we will be just oscillating. There will not be any progress there only. Telugulo gaanu geddantam. And akkadakkade. Thinking that it is walking for a long distance, kilometers, it will think that it is walking, but actually it will be rotating there only. Many Christian lives are like that. 10 years back where you are, today there only. But you are so satisfied, I walked. Where you have gone? There only. Lingering. Not going further. To refine you and me. The Lord has brought this wonderful character, Lot, into our midst. He's a true Christian. No doubt. No doubt about it. But as I already told you, yesterday we have seen, as it is written in Psalm 11, when you know that Satan is having hold in one place, you are not supposed to continue there. We have seen a wonderful example which I copied from the Facebook. The eagle will never fight with the snake or a serpent on the ground. It will take that serpent to the midair. There it will start killing that serpent because the eagle knows very well serpent is very strong on the ground. It cannot attack the serpent on the ground. So, you and I also, as the children of God, there are places upon this earth, there are some pockets upon this earth where Satan is very strong. As a child of God, you and I are not supposed to continue. Many times we say, I am having willpower. No, no willpower, nothing. Satan is having more power than you. Don't continue. That's why so clearly the moment when he opened to write the book of Psalms, David is writing, you should not walk in the way of the ungodly. You should not stand in the way of the sinners. You should not sit with the scornful people. You got another job, that is meditating the word of God day and night. Many times, we will depend upon our own capacities. This man, he knew about the fearful judgment that is going to come. God is going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. The very messengers of wrath are just before him, holding his hand. He is teaching to the other people, he is not coming out. Many times we are like that. We are telling everybody, Lord Jesus Christ is going to come very soon. But when we see our own lives, no progress. Before participating in the table, these are the areas in which you and I have to examine our life. Preaching to other people is very easy. Standing here and giving some 10 messages, it is very easy. Out of all the spiritual exercises, what we do, the most difficult exercise is self-examination. Preaching is easy, singing is easy, music is easy, cooking is easy, eating is much more easy. All those exercises we are involved. In all the spiritual exercises, sometimes even go to the open air also is very easy. Suppose if somebody beats us, okay, we can bear. Out of all of them, self-examination is very difficult because your egoism is touched there. The so-called your self-respect is touched there. The so-called your willpower is touched there. But this is the table of self-examination. God knows it very clearly. That is a difficult area. So, brothers and sisters, this man is preaching to other people, the sons-in-law. You come out, God is going to destroy these cities, but he is not going out. One side, the angels are pulling him. What a sad story. Today many Christians are like Lot. I will never say that they are not the children of God. They are the true children of God. But there is no progress. Examine your life. Don't be like Lot. Though he is a righteous man, he is not a good example. He is not a pattern to follow. So, Lot started very well. And when we see his journey, it is so problematic. One word, somebody said like this, somewhere I have read, about Lot and Lot's wife. About Lot, the caption what he said is, almost lost, but saved. Who is it? Lot. Almost lost, but saved. About Lot's wife, they wrote, almost saved, but lost. Beautifully as put in that. Almost saved. She came out of that Sodom and Gomorrah. Almost saved, but lost. And that writer has not written anything about Lot's daughters because he must be confused. Because though they came out, they fulfilled the purposes of Satan. Even till today, the Moabites, the Ammonites, the people who are living in Jordan and parts of Syria, how they are, because even Ammon is the capital of Jordan even today, isn't it? The same name. They are always troubling the people of God. So, brothers and sisters, what a sad situation, what a sad situation of Lot. Now, this afternoon, let us see, why Lot lingered, what is the reason for it? So that you and I may rectify our lives. Pinpointing and showing the faults of Lot is very easy. But what lessons we can learn out of his lingering? Why Lot lingered, that is the most important question. And that needs our serious attention also. Because the doctors will say, to know the root of the disease is one step towards the remedy, isn't it? An expert doctor, before prescribing any medicine, he will ask us to undergo this test and that, this scan and that scan, because to know the root of the disease. And when you know the root of the disease, you're almost one or two steps towards the remedy, because you can give the right prescription. Ma oorlo doctor lo untadu adu jwaram vachante naalugu choopichara adu na naalugu oka chotu inkodu maatladutuntadu. He will be speaking to his friend and he will be asking me to show my tongue. Edo raastadu raasi chevarlo sakkant taggapothe vachi varam ra ante eti adi taggada naadiki telusu manaku. Isn't it? Doctor is jeptunnadu kada taggakapothe vachi varam raane edo rendu moodu raasyanu trial and error. So you and I must know what is the root of this disease, why this man lingered, because many are lingering like Lot. Let us diagnose his life. Only one thing what I observe: Lot has made all the time the wrong choices in his life. A child of God making wrong choices, this is the type of ending. In what way you have to walk, what decisions you have to take, in a crossroads what choice you have to make, everything is so clear in the word of God, but many times our own intellect will come into picture. By seeing the circumstances, we'll be making different kinds of choices, and ultimately the result is the result of Lot. Abraham and Lot lived together. It's a wonderful fellowship. Suddenly the problems came. The problems have not started from Abraham or Lot, but from the headmen. Because God so blessed both of them. That's why always I tell, always have friendship with godly people. You may not be that much godly, yet God will bless you. God blessed Potiphar's house because of Joseph. Is Potiphar a believer? No. Potiphar's wife is not a believer. Isn't it? God blessed Laban because of Jacob. Yaakobu vellinappudu nunchi aa geedulu enatam modalu pettinayi anta gorrelu pillalu. See, the effect of a godly man on the environment. If you see that a person is a truly man of God, I tell you, love him. Pray for him. Help him. Take him to your home. That is not every fellow who is having a Bible. If you truly feel that he is a man of God, if you know that God is with that man. Today, Christianity and pastorhood has become a business in many places. During the days of Lord Jesus Christ, out of 12, only Judas Iscariot is there. Today, the percentage is increased. Not every man. I am not a judge. That's why I am leaving to you the choice. If you see God with a person, love that person. God will bless you. ఒక రౌడీతోటో ఎవరితోటో మనం ఫ్రెండ్షిప్ చేసామనుకోండి, ఏదైనా ప్రాబ్లం వచ్చినప్పుడు ఆ పోలీసుడు వాడితో పాటు మనల్ని కూడా తీసుకెళ్తాడు. ఎందుకంటే నువ్వు కూడా వాడితో తిరిగి పోడు నాకు తెలుసు అంటాడు. నువ్వేమి చేయకపోయినా కానీ వాడికి తగిలి నాలుగు తగిలితే నీకు కూడా తగులుతుంటుంది. అలాగే దేవుని యందు భయభక్తులు కలిగిన వాడిని ప్రేమిస్తే దేవుడు వాడికి 10 ఆశీర్వాదాలు ఇస్తే నీకు ఒకటో రెండో పడుతుంటాయి, చెదరో మధురు పడుతుంటాయి. దట్ ఈస్ సఫిషియంట్ ఫర్ అస్. So Abraham and Lot lived together, though God called Abraham, because of the decision made by Lot, God blessed both in such a way the area was not sufficient to contain their flocks. God's blessings are always like that. Deva oddu babo enidaka aashirvadisthane untadu. There are some secrets like that to be blessed by God in the Bible. Ippudu cheptu ikkada udilesi akkada pothar malli. There are some secrets to be blessed by God. So, here, okay, there was a problem. Problem between the headman of Lot and Abraham. See, Abraham being a humble man, a courteous man, though God called him, we all know he has given the choice to Lot. Oh, Lot, though you are not called by God, though you are younger, whatever you want, you take. Because Abraham's know the secret. Abraham's know the secret. Though Lot takes everything, God will bless me again. Chalasarlu, this is a secret. మా అమ్మాయి పెళ్లి చేసినప్పుడు ఎవడో వచ్చినని అడిగాడు, మీ అమ్మాయి కట్నం ఎంత ఇచ్చావు? కట్నం ఏమి రూపాయి ఇవ్వలేదు నేను అని చెప్పేసి అన్న. మరి ఎలాగా అన్నాడు, నేను ఎంతో లో లెవెల్ నుంచి వచ్చాను, ఈ దినాన నా కడుపు నిండా అన్నం పెడుతున్నాడు దేవుడు. నా పిల్లకి నేను 100,000 రూపాయలు ఇచ్చాను అనుకో, ఒక 2 నెలల్లో అవగొట్టేస్తుంది. కానీ ఆశీర్వాదాలు ఇచ్చేవాడు ఎవడో, వాడి అడ్రస్ చెప్పాను నేను దానికి, నీకు ఏ గొడవ వచ్చినా అక్కడికి పో అన్నాను నేను. ఆశీర్వాదాలు అక్కడి నుంచి వస్తాయి, నా నుంచి రావురా అని చెప్పాను నేను. యు గో టు ద సోర్స్ ఆఫ్ బ్లెస్సింగ్స్, షో ద అడ్రస్ ఆఫ్ ద సోర్స్ ఆఫ్ బ్లెస్సింగ్స్. డోంట్ డిపెండ్ ఆన్ బ్లెస్సింగ్స్. బ్లెస్సింగ్స్ విల్ బి దేర్ టుడే అండ్ టుమారో దే విల్ గో అవే, బట్ ద సోర్స్. మనం కూడా అబ్రహాంకు తెలుసది. అబ్రహాం న్యూ ద సోర్స్ ఆఫ్ బ్లెస్సింగ్స్. ఇఫ్ లాట్ టేక్స్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఆల్సో దేర్ ఇస్ నో ప్రాబ్లం, వన్స్ అగైన్ గాడ్ విల్ బ్లెస్ మీ. So then Lot has taken a decision, a wrong choice. He has looked. Oh, they are so green. Behind that greeniness or beyond that greeniness, he never knew that a cursed city Sodom is there. That's why initially in 13:12 of Genesis, he has not pitched his tent in Sodom, but he has pitched his tent towards Sodom, it is written. 13:12 of Genesis.
Lot pitched his tent towards Sodom. 14:12, he pitched his tent in the Sodom. After one chapter. So, Lot has seen that greenery, that greeny grass. He must be thinking, okay, if I go toward this side, these pastures and this well-watered area, that will be very good to my cattle. The choice, you see, it is very good to my cattle. But he never knew. He never thought of Sodom. He cared not for that. He never bothered about his would-be neighbors will be wicked people. So, brothers and sisters, by seeing the pastures, by seeing their richness, we need not come to a conclusion. Remember that. Underneath that, మనందరికి తెలుసు ఏనుగులు నిలబొట్టుకుంటారు. చెప్పక్కర్లా, నేను పెద్ద గుంత తవ్వి దానిపైన ఏం చేస్తారు అంటే, మీరు ఏనుగులను పట్టుకోలేక తెలియదు, నేను పట్టుకున్నాను కాదు, ఎక్కడో చదివాను నేను. ఇఫ్ యూ క్యాచ్ ఎ మైటీ ఎలిఫెంట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ ఈజీ. ఇఫ్ యూ గో బిఫోర్ ద ఎలిఫెంట్ ఏ కమాన్ బుజ్జి, ఇట్ విల్ నాట్ కమ్. ఇజెంట్ ఇట్ ఇట్ విల్ ప్లే ఫుట్బాల్ విత్ ఇట్స్ ట్రంక్. సో వాట్ దే విల్ డూ, దే విల్ డిగ్ ఎ బిగ్ ట్రెంచ్. They will keep all the leaves. English lo emantara elakkayilni naaku teliyadu adi aa elakkayilu ee kinda akkade ante avu tinnidi the food of the elephant. Aa bhoomi meda pedte yeniki entha santoshistadante amma manushulu entha manchulle hybrid e anukunnanu gaani idi kinda naa thonna meethadam chaala kashtam ani cheppesare neela meede pandinchestunnaru. గాడ్ ఈజ్ సో గ్రేషియస్ అనుకుని వస్తుంది, అక్కడ కాలు పెడతా దవ్యులను పడుతుంది అక్కడ. ఇట్ కెనాట్ సీ ఏ డిచ్ అండర్నీత్ దట్ గ్రీనీ బ్రాంచెస్. డెత్ ఈజ్ వెయిటింగ్ ఫర్ ఇట్, బట్ దట్ విల్ నాట్ బి సీన్. లాట్ వాజ్ లైక్ దాట్. హీఈస్ ఏబుల్ టు సీ ద వెల్ వాటర్డ్ ఏరియాస్ అండ్ ఆల్సో ద గ్రీన్ పాస్చర్స్. హీ నెవర్ బోదర్డ్ అబౌట్ జస్ట్ ద థింగ్స్ విచ్ ఆర్ బియాండ్. Lot lifted up his eyes. In the case of Abraham, Abraham waited till God asked him to lift up his eyes. Making choices. You and I must be very, 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 very careful about this. Shortly, he is going to mix himself with the sinners. He never knew it. So, brothers and sisters, in the crossroads of our life, What choices we are making. When you make wrong or unscriptural choices in your life, if you settle among worldly people, damage your spirituality is sure. May not be today, tomorrow. Don't settle with worldly people or worldly practices. Though they look so nice. We are the people who walk by faith, not by sight. They may look so attractive. Easy way of getting a job. Easy way of getting married. Oh, the proposals are the plans given by the worldly people. They may be so lucrative. They may be so attractive. As a child of God, see the poison behind that. Today, how many lives are shipwrecked because of these wrong alliances? They started very well. So we must take care. We must take care of these things. If not, the damage to our spirituality is very sure. This is what has happened in the life of Lot. What a sacrificial man. Really, we have to salute Lot. In the case of Abraham, God talked to Abraham and Abraham knows God. In the case of Lot, by faith he followed. So, if you are not careful in these choices, instead of going forward, you will go backward. I can say, when you go to the doctor, they may see your pulse. But if you take wrong choices, the pulse of your soul will become
it becomes feeble. The sensitivity to sin, it becomes very dull, very blunt. Though you are very near to the sin, you will not feel that sensitivity will be lost because of this wrong choice, because of this association. You can't see properly. The eyes of your spiritual discernment, what is right and what is wrong, they will become very dim. Ultimately, you have to come, you will come to a place like Samson, you will be shaving your own hair, losing strength. Even that dim looking eyes also will be plucked out. This is what has happened to Lot. Just Lot, pathetic ending. Let us not play with our lives. God has brought you to this country with a purpose. As I told you on the other day, there is a short-term purpose. That is, getting a job, feeding yourself, some livelihood, and then dying. But there is a long-term purpose. You must be a testimony for the Lord. The day when you leave this world, your testimony should not be buried. When you are buried in the grave, that should continue. With a great purpose God brought you. I already told you, there are intelligent people than you in India, but God brought you here. They are still trying to come to America, but they could not, see through. They are not able. You are not better than them. If you are thinking like that, okay, at least from now onwards, don't think like that. But remember, for the life of a child of God, God got wonderful plans. Many times we are overshadowed by the temporal plan and forget the eternal plan of God. We are more bothered about these few days, 20 years to 30 years of our pilgrimage. We are not bothered about the eternity. We will be losing eternal rewards and blessings just for the sake of few dollars. We are more bothered about our purse. Lord, what is your eternal plan? Lot came out of his own place. He's always bothered about the temporal things. The choices were very, 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 very wrong. How long you are going to live? Maybe an unpleasant question for you to hear, but it is true. How long we are going to live? What we are going to take when we die? So let us concentrate our choice, our eyes. Let it be on eternity. Manakanna mundu entho mandi poyaru em battikellaru vaadu chachipoyinappudu maname anta unta entha sampadinchadu brother em battikelladu ani manam anta but nuvvem chestunnavu. Is it not true? Invest in the eternal things. Have a house, that is good. Be married, that is good. But your eyes must be on. What are the things? This man is having everything, property and everything. Ultimately, see what a pathetic ending. After the experience in the cave with his daughters, nothing about Lot is written in the Bible. About the man who lived in the tent. About Abraham. So many times it is written in the Bible. God was so pleased to start the New Testament with Abraham. Why can't with Lot? Lot also could have reached that place just because of wrong choices. The doors are open before you also. Yes, walk in this way. But many times, our Christianity is not a narrow way, it is a very broad way, isn't it? Our cross is not heavy, it is very light for us. God says it is very heavy, but it is very light. Why? Because of the choices. Many times we are eat, drink, and enjoy, merrymaking. Don't think that the people who are struggling for the Lord day and night are fools. Their eyes are open. Our eyes are still dim, or sometimes they are closed. To examine our lives day to day, the table is kept before us. How am I living? So, about the choices, I think in 15 minutes, I am going to close. అని అనుకుంటున్నా. సో మెనీ థింగ్స్ ఆర్ దేర్ బట్ ఎట్లీస్ట్ ఇన్ త్రీ ఏరియాస్ నాట్ ఓన్లీ ఫర్ యూ హూ ఆర్ లివింగ్ ఇన్ అమెరికా ఈవెన్ ద డియర్ వన్స్ హూ ఆర్ లివింగ్ ఇన్ ఇండియా ఫర్ ఎవరీ ఎనీ వన్ ఇన్ త్రీ ఏరియాస్ ఐ వాంట్ టు షేర్ విత్ యూ అబౌట్ ద చాయిసెస్ నెంబర్ వన్ about the job you are choosing, because many of you are young people. Recently you must have joined a job or you are still seeking for a job. What type of job a child of God should choose? Very important for us. It is not enough if your salary is high and perks are so good. Remember that. Oh, brother, here work is light and promotions are very sure. There is good prospectus is there. That is not enough. They are not everything. Think of your immortal soul. If I continue in that job or if I join that job, what will happen? You are bothered about your mortal body. What about your immortal soul? Will it be prosperous to my soul or will it draw me back? Simple question. Of course, this may not apply here, probably, especially in India. Will your Sunday be free in your job? It's a big question. As you all know, Sundays, many places, there are duties. If you are having duty on Sunday, I am not telling, even to the Indian, immediately I am not telling you, don't be drastic, don't resign that. But right from the day you join that job, you apply for the, you take it as just a springboard, that's all. Just for a few days. The earlier you get out of the job, it may look foolish in your sight. What, brother, what you are telling, there they are giving 150K. If I won't go on Sunday, I'll be getting only 120K. Yes. That will take care of your immortal soul. How many offices? Satan knows very well. God told, we should not neglect the assembling of saints. Much more we have to gather together as many times as possible when the day is approaching, when you see that the day is approaching. When the second coming of the Lord is approaching, the attack of Satan will be so intensified. You people, you must gather together as many times as possible. 10:25 of Hebrews. But Satan is trying to keep you away even on Sundays also with the name of the job. So, about choosing a job, we must be. Very careful. As I told you, don't take any rash decision. Suppose if you got a job in which you have to work on Sunday, join there. But right from day one, you seek a job because you have to live. But right from day one, apply for jobs where you will have holiday on Sunday. It is the Lord's day. We have to gather with it. It is the command of God. Not neglecting the assembling of saints. Look at your job in the light of the word of God, not in the light of the world. In the light of the world, it is so prospective. It is so glamorous. So rewarding. But in the sight of the Lord, in the sight of the word of God, in the light of the word of God. Why? One day you are going to walk in the golden streets. Gold will be very dear, isn't it? You have to pay the price. If you want to have a little bit gold, you have to pay a higher price. Chatta collection is very easy, isn't it? Pay the price. Young people, many of you are young or maximum middle-aged. Be careful about your decisions. Filling your purse is very good, but be careful about the leanness to your soul. God gave everything what the Israelites wanted in the wilderness, but he brought leanness to their soul, psalmist is writing. Pranamulaku kshenata ochinata. Tinnar manna tinnar. Purele tinnar. Adigindanta ichadu. Pranal kshininchponi. What is the use? Mireyamankokandi. Mira the polished people. కడుపు నిండా తిని విరేచనాలు పట్టుకుంటే ఏముపయోగం? ఉన్న శక్తి కూడా పోతుంది కదా. అప్పుడు అనుకుంటాం అసలు తినకుండా ఉంటే బాగుండను కదా అని. టుడే మెనీ జాబ్స్ ఆర్ లైక్ దట్. పాకెట్స్ ఆర్ ఫుల్ లీన్నెస్ ఇన్ స్పిరిచువల్ థింగ్స్. దే ఆర్ సో అట్రాక్టివ్ ఫ్రమ్ ద పాయింట్ ఆఫ్ ద వరల్డ్. సో బ్రదర్స్ అండ్ సిస్టర్స్, లాట్ మేడ్ a wrong choice. From the wrong choices, we are gleaning something profitable for us. Beware of selling Lord's Day for few dollars. You must beware. Let us be careful about Esau's pottage. One morsel of food, God-given birthright is gone. Later he wept. There is no use. God has given you a wonderful place, a place of fellowship. Be careful about it. Don't sell it just for one morsel of food. Later you may weep. Lot's choice was like that. Before participating in the table, on what you are concentrating. So about your job. Second thing, many of you may not be having this choice, I am also not having this choice, about choosing a spouse. Our time is over. Now we are busy in choosing spouses for our children. But not only to us, many people may be hearing. The bachelors and the spinsters, children of God, it is not enough if your eye is pleased. Remember that. It is not enough. Oh, so beautiful, so rich. Oh, my tastes are met. It is made for each other, each other's destruction. Let us be careful. Our concentration will be always on this life. We will never bother about the life to come. Let the proposal or the person whom you are choosing as your life partner should promote you to have a better life after death. If your spouse won't, many times in many marriages when I speak, I say, next to salvation, marriage is very important. Salvation will open the doors you to heaven. You will enter heaven. Your spouse will decide whether you will receive any reward or not. If my wife won't cooperate with me, I cannot travel like this. Even I cannot resign for my job. Even I cannot go out of the doors of my house. Isn't it? Wife or husband, they are the gifts of God. The right person. Months together I will be away. All alone she will be there at the age of 58 she is. Automatically the health will deteriorate. Not only me, many, many men of God. Many women of God. Because of the ministries, they will be running here and there, away from their houses, not knowing what is happening in their houses. the spouse won't cooperate, you cannot do effective ministry. That's why after salvation, the thing what you have to pray for a lot about your life partner. Because we are eternal people. How many people are telling, believers, wife is a knife to cut the life. Isn't it? So wives also can say, husbands. Why? Not waited in the presence of the Lord. Kangaru. Two children are born on the same day, in the same moment. Esau and Jacob. Kanesam time kuda gap ledu kaalu pottukoni nenu bayataku vachesadu. Evaru? Esau kaalu pottukoni Jacob vachesadu. Then fighting started in the womb itself. But Esau married at the age of 40. As per the calculations, Jacob married at the age of 78. In those days. Born on the same day, in the same minute. The person who married at the age of 40 out of his own emotions and anxiety, the daughters-in-law brought so much grief to the godly people like Isaac and Rebekah. Jacob married at the age of 78. Ante kangaru padaku. That is the thing. What? Wait in the presence of the Lord. Okay, God may bless some of the people with early marriage. Adiki 25 ellu raagane pellu ayipothundadu neeku 40 vachina tapas chestunta. Cheyi, tappem ledu. Isn't it? Nothing is better than nonsense. Isn't it? So, brothers and sisters, regarding our spouse, our partner, because we have to think of our souls. Will that union help you to go forward towards the kingdom of God a bit or not? Or is it dragging you backward? Very important decisions, practical things in our lives. Some people, they are so intelligent. అమ్మాయి ప్రార్థనకైతే రాదు కానీ అన్న, వచ్చే వాళ్ళందరికన్నా చాలా మంచిదన్న. ఆవిడ రాదంట, వచ్చే వాళ్ళందరికన్నా మంచిదంట. సో వాట్? మ్యారేజ్ అయిన తర్వాత తీసుకొచ్చేస్తానన్న. మ్యారేజ్ అయిన తర్వాత ఈజీగా రక్షణ పొందుద్ది. ఇట్ ఈజ్ నాట్ స్క్రిప్చురల్. మ్యాట్రిమోనీ ఈజ్ నోవేర్ నేమ్డ్ ఇన్ ద బైబిల్ ద వే ఆఫ్ సాల్వేషన్. Then how can you adopt that as your own principle? Odalleka. Ippudike paddav, the next step is pollu irugutai. Very openly I am telling, brothers and sisters, how many young people come with tears, girls and boys, because I used to speak in so many youth meetings. Anna, I never thought like that. Avunu, you never thought, that's why it is the situation. ఏడవలేక నవ్వుతుంటాం. ఇజ్ంట్ ఇట్? సమ్ పీపుల్, హౌ ఇస్ యువర్ మ్యారీడ్ లైఫ్? యూ కెన్ అండర్స్టాండ్, ఐ కెన్ అండర్స్టాండ్. బిహైండ్ దట్ హే సో మచ్ థింగ్ ఇస్ దేర్. వాల్యూమ్స్ విచ్ కెనాట్ బి రిటన్. ఇజ్ంట్ ఇట్? ఇట్ ఈస్ ట్రూ. ఐ టెల్ యూ, వైఫ్ అండ్ హస్బెండ్ ఆర్ ఆన్ ద సేమ్ బెడ్, నాట్ ఈవెన్ వన్ ఫుట్ ఈస్ away from one another. They are so close. Physically, their hearts are kilometers away. Is it not true? Wife is turning to the other side and weeping, and husband is turning this side. On the first day of the marriage, or even before marriage, even the air was not passing. Now double-decker buses are going. Is it not true? Brothers and sisters, your life, my life, we are having a life to live after death. Remember that. Many young people will ask, how to find the will of God? In general, not only for marriage, for anything, generally I used to tell, the decision you are taking, it must take at least one step forward toward the heaven. Broadly, you can take it as the will of God.
maybe a job, maybe purchasing a house, maybe marriage, whatever it may be. Any choice or any decision you are taking, that must take you towards heaven, not backwards. To some extent, in general, you can take it as an yardstick. So, brothers and sisters, you and I must be very careful. Finally, before we participating in the table, we have seen about job, we have seen about spouse, and one more thing I will tell and close. Our residence, where to purchase a house. That is also very, some of the people, some of you maybe in that plan of choosing a dwelling place or choosing a residence. Remember, not only for you, 30 minutes drive, 40 minutes drive may not be a long distance. I am keeping everybody in mind and I am speaking. People in India, people in America, people in England, wherever you are. Where to purchase a house? It is not sufficient that the house is so comfortable. Oh, Anna, 6-bedroom, 10-bedroom, it is like Caesar's Palace. That's good. But that itself is not enough for us as the children of God. Remember that. The location is so good. Air is very, I am talking air means not here in India. The air is so fine. Wonderful ventilation. The neighborhood is so posh. Building after building. Anna, this is Banjara Hills. This is Jubilee Hills. Okay, very good. Even in this place, the rent is small. Anna. All plus points only, and plus points only. But other things are also there to consider as a child of God. Remember that. Simply it is comfortable having 6-bedroom or 5-bedroom or 4-bedroom. Our ventilation is so good, all the breeze of the only it will come to our house only, then only to the other houses. Everything is so good. But think of the welfare of your immortal soul. Will the house takes you towards heaven or hell? Because day in and day out you are going to stay there. Is the house is near the house of God? That is very important. When I purchased a small flat near Golconda Chaurasta, it was a 2-bedroom flat, small flat, of course. We were also having hand to mouth, that's all, in those days. Somebody told when I purchased by paying around 75 to 80 lakhs Indian money. Anna, if you pay 75 lakhs, if you take it in Sarur Nagar or in Hayat Nagar, you can have 3 flats. Here you are getting only 1 flat. For the same price, you can have a 3 times bigger real estate. Many people may give suggestions. But remember, that residence must be near the house of God. Because for everything we can go there. The gospel we should hear in the near vicinity. If not, what will happen? From my office, if I come to my house by, suppose 6:15 like that, to go to the house of God, it will take 1 hour, 1.5 hour till I die. So what will happen? I am tired in the office. I cannot go to the house of God. And that will become a habit. Suppose if my house is near the house of God, though I come from office by 6:50, in 10 minutes I can go to the house of God, I and my children. There how many will come? So they may look very simple. Sometimes they may look foolish also. Oh, what brother is telling? He want me to stay in 2-bedroom condo. Condo, what is that? There it is a palatial building. The decision what you are taking in any matter of your life, it should take you one step towards heaven. That is the yardstick.
Let it be job or wife or children or even residence or whatever it may be, any area. In all these things, in his choices, Lot failed. What is the result? He could not have influence on the people of Sodom. He could not have influence on his own family. They mocked at Lot, the sons-in-law. Who are you? You are talking about God. What is this? Something new you are talking, they are telling. They mocked it. Wife came out. What has happened, we know. Daughters came out. To fulfill the purposes of Satan. What a sad family. What a sad. He could, because of the wrong choices, Abraham is not like that. Abraham is living in a tent. What a wonderful impact on the whole world even today. So, brothers and sisters, Lot could not have any impact on Sodom and Gomorrah. Lot could not have any impact on his own family because family members will not believe the lingering believers. Remember that. They will very carefully observe what you are preaching and what you are doing. You will not have any impact. People never went to war. When Abraham said, "Hey, let us go to war," it is not a cricket ground, it is a war field. Death or life. All the servants, they started to go to the war with Abraham. Why? With my master God is there, we are going to win the battle. Lot asked those two sons-in-law to come out. They are mocking Lot. What an impact in the family. You and are here so that our testimony may impact other people also. Lot was not of any use for Sodom and Gomorrah. Not even a single soul other than his family. Even on his family there is no impact. Even his life was almost. How it ended, nobody knows. Bible is silent. As I told you already, after the experience there, the bad experience with his daughters, what has happened, nowhere it is written about Lot. Such a man of sacrifice, such a righteous man. Let us be careful before participating in the table. They may not look like great sins, as I told you 10 times, may not look like a murder, may not look like adultery, may not look like idolatry, small things. Small vipers will be more poisonous. They may look like very small things, but see the ending. So, brothers and sisters, before participating in the table, just Lot ending was pathetic. Why we are discussing about him? Because let us not be like Lot. In any area of your life, if you are heading towards wrong choice, I have talked about so many things in detail. Take care before it is too late. Out of grace, God brought this message to us. Let us obey the voice of God, rectify our lives, and participate in the table in a worthy manner. Let us pray. Let us pray.